Welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kirara Sen! Woo! Thank you. How are you doing, everybody? Hello, this is Kirara Sen, Japanese female comedian active in Tokyo and New York. So now I am live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting and international places in Tokyo. It is October 9th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan, and this show is live recorded every Tuesday from 2 p.m. at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo and released on the podcast on the next day. So from the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related with Japan and up-to-date information with international guests. Today also we'll have a special guest later. Today, a Canadian owarai gainin, which means a Japanese-style comedian, JJ, will join us and discuss about Japanese and Western comedy style together. So please look forward to it. Last week, Wednesday, in the midnight, a fourth earthquake boomed on the smartphones. Did you hear that? Yeah, that was really loud and a major alarm, and it was really, really frightening, right? But we didn't feel any shaking after the beep. I think that was fortunate we didn't have any earthquake at all, but it was very, very scary. And another thing I was very, very shocked was, at the moment I was at my friend's house party and drinking, but suddenly, all of a sudden, everybody's smartphone had the beep at the same time. But my iPhone didn't go off at all. Only my iPhone kept silence. So I was like, oh, my iPhone is very smart because she knew it was wrong alarm. Or she judged people.
Okay, yeah.
She chose people to save. Well, to be honest, I've been joking about Siri currently. Like, after I updated my phone, my iPhone to iOS 11, something which had never occurred before started happening, or ignoring me. Like, hey Siri, I'm listening. She talks back.
Yeah,
she talks back. And I just found out, oh, okay, iOS 11 means my Siri gets 11 years old. So now she's her puberty.
Okay.
So I'm already afraid of when she gets 14 years old.
You're like a mom to your phone now.
Yes. Maybe when she gets 14 years old, maybe I will be like, hey Siri, stop playing Justin Bieber. I didn't ask you to play. And she said, you shut up, old bro.
It's a naughty phone.
That was a false earthquake alarm, but I wonder about foreigners in Japan.
Oh, me and all my friends went nuts.
Yeah, so especially for foreigners who haven't got used to earthquakes, I want to share some tips. Once you feel tremors, take cover on the table or desk. And once tremors stop, extinguish any open flames and turn off breakers and gas valves. We learned it since we were kids, but I think there is a problem currently because that is a fancy cafes like Starbucks always have a small table. Especially
true.
When you're sitting on a nice couch, they always have very small tables, so we can't put it ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably run outside myself. I feel more safe outside than indoors.
Was it good to run away while shaking?
I don't know, you know. No one ever researches it.
I think we were told to stay in the classroom. Then once the tremors stop, we have to go out. With foreign neighborhoods in Japan, maybe we have to make community to...
People should just be more prepared, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I say that, but I mean, I never do it either. I mean, at my house, I have candles and stuff ready in case of, like, power outages.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But you should have batteries and a flashlight from the herd. And I really believe in that inflatable raft.
Yes. Have you ever seen protective food? Bosaizukin.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, it's like a triangle.
Oh, for the kids? For anything falling down, right?
Yes.
Is what you mean.
Yes.
So they have this inflatable triangle hood.
That yes.
Basically, it wouldn't protect you for anything more than like a plastic cup, but they have that for children
yeah.
in Japan to protect their heads.
Especially expensive one is very protective and fireproof.
Oh, it's fireproof too.
You have to prepare it. Or I want to have a one touch type of helmet, like a small box with pushing button, and once I push it, the box will be changed into helmet or something.
You're thinking like anime style here right
yes.
now.
This week I have one more interesting story to share. Tsukiji Fish Market was closed on Saturday last week, and it was going to be relocated to Toyosu, 2 kilometers away from Tsukiji. And have you ever heard of Tsukiji Fish Market? You know, Tsukiji Fish Market was one of the world's largest fish market.
Oh, I love Tsukiji.
Oh, you've been to there?
All the time.
All the time?
When I decided to move to Tokyo, I said I'd go to Tsukiji every weekend. I'm too old and lazy to wake up and make the like 6 a.m. fish market.
Everybody's too old to wake up at 6 a.m., even 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty early.
Yeah, I couldn't get up on 6 a.m. even when I was 5 years old.
Yeah. The fish ain't gonna taste any different if it's like 2 hours difference.
Yeah. It's sorry,
but like uni yeah. or sea urchins in English. But sea urchin, I'd only eat it in Tsukiji. If you eat it at the 100 yen or the conveyor belt sushi, it just doesn't taste good. I hated sea urchin for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Tsukiji and I ate it, and it was so delicious.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know, outer market is still open in Tsukiji. Regardless of this relocation, only inner market was moved, and the outer market is still open. And here you can find all sorts of food-related goods, knives, and fresh seafood and produce. A visit to Tsukiji Outer Market is best combined with a fresh sushi breakfast or lunch. So once you visit Tokyo, don't miss Tsukiji Outer Market. But actually, this relocation has been very, very controversial. You
yeah,
know?
I wasn't yeah. too happy when I heard it either.
Yeah, and you know, in Toyosu, it is housed in three snazzy interconnected buildings. But you know, the Toyosu site was formerly home to a gas production plant.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
An early survey conducted by the Tokyo Metropolitan Government confirmed that the soil was, unfortunately, heavily contaminated.
It's contaminated.
Yeah, it was formerly a gas plant.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I hope that the fish not baked before selling. Yeah, but to be honest, personally, if anything, speaking of soil, I'm more curious about the soil in Tsukiji's former place.
Mm.
Because, you know, for 83 years, juice of fresh has soaked into the soil. And maybe there should be a lot of fish thrown away in the soil. So the soil should be very, very healthy. Right? So we can call it super soil, like superfood.
Well, I don't know.
You have to try it, Mud Mask, Mud Pack.
Mad
pack.
not me. You can try it.
Okay, I'm gonna find another one.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so Tsukiji Outer Market is still open, and Tsukiji Inner Market is going to be Toyosu from October 11th.
Okay.
Mm, it's soon, so just go there. So this is Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kirara Sen, live recorded at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next segment, International Japan Hot Topics. In this segment, I pick up an international topic related with Japan, which may be sometimes controversial, and share ideas with an international guest later. So today's topic is owarai and comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the word owarai? Owarai means comedy in Japanese. And the Japanese comedy culture is a little unique and different from Western style comedy. And Western comedy is, I think, based on stand-up, sketch, and improv, I think. But Japanese comedy has manzai, meaning two comic dialogues, pinge, one person act, and unit, meaning a comedy group, more than three people, and konto, meaning sketch. My case, I started my career as a comedian, as a Japanese-style comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, like more years ago, like 9 years ago. Hmm. Yeah, so...
So when you were 10?
Sorry?
When you were 10?
When I was an egg.
Okay. I'm saying you're 19 right now.
Oh, no, 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 I'm younger. You are so employed. I'm younger, younger.
Well, no, 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 no. You said 9 years ago.
Yes.
So I said when you were 10.
Right.
Meaning now you're 19.
No, 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 I'm younger.
But younger than 19.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, va.
Yeah. So 9 years ago when I was an egg. Still
okay.
Egg.
Still an egg. Okay.
I'm joking, yeah.
So,
anyways, so I started as a member of comedy group of a huge Japanese comedy agent. And then...
So she's big stuff, people.
Not really. But I was very lucky, and I could be on a TV show which was very, very famous.
Oh, cool.
Enta no Kamisama. Just 3 months later, I started.
I saw that.
Yeah. But it didn't go well, so we broke. And then I started my... only person actor, Pinge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinge ni or
Pingeni.
Soul, kind of like more of a stand-up, like Western
style. Yes, right, right. So while I was doing Pinge, I found out my ability, my skill is better for doing by myself.
Okay,
yeah. Anyway, a few years later, I studied stand-up comedy. But anyways, at very, very first of my career, I could only perform in front of very small crowd, like 10 people maximum.
Was you nervous?
No, just because I was
the beginning of the stage,
unfamous.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right.
I mean, we all have to
very
do that.
Small crowd, small.
Every comedian.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Every comedian experienced it. So I could only perform in front of very small crowds, like 10 people maximum, 5, 3, sometimes 2. But it didn't matter. I just did my best,
yeah.
You know, to brush up. But to be honest, only when there was just one person, that was a problem. Because
yeah.
When I say, oh, thank you very much for coming. My name is Kaori at the time. My name is Kaori. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Nice to meet you. Then the audience suddenly stood up and said, hi, I am Tanaka. Nice to meet you too. And we exchanged business cards.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, right?
I've had that once. I think that's where I actually met my Monse partner.
Who? My
Monse partner.
Oh, yeah?
It was at one of these crappy gigs. And, it was like two customers. And I was like, why did I get invited to this place?
Yeah.
And I saw my Monse partner kind of let out a big sigh. He was like, he did his best as Pingeini,
mm-hmm.
as a solo comedian.
Hey.
And then I was like, man, I feel like this is crap. And my fellow comedian here feels like crap,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to do manzai, which is two person. So I felt like the power of the god of comedy to me. And I asked him, I'm like, hey, do you want to do manzai? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And first I talked to him, see if he was cool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed like a cool guy, so
mm-hmm.
we joined together, we tried it, and
mm-hmm.
it was just like two pieces of a puzzle fitting together.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, they say that there is no manzai in the West, but there kind of is. The new Martin Shore and Steve Martin
yeah.
bit was a little very familiar to Japanese stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Anyway, so
sorry.
You already talked so much, though, so but thank you very much for your reaction.
All
right, today we have a super, super unique and funny guy from Canada. He is a Canadian ORI gainy, Japanese style comedian. So please welcome JJ!
Yeah!
Woo!
We love JJ!
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming today. Wow.
Ah, no problem. It's
wow.
great.
You're doing stand up.
Stand up.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I did stand up in English for a bit, but I decided since I'm living in Japan that it's better to do the Japanese style.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for Japanese style comedy, just as much as I have respect for Western style. But, to do a little introduction, so I love Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is like the god of comedy to me in Canada. But the god of comedy to me in Japan is Matsumoto Hitoshi.
Uh-huh.
And those two are my ORI kamisama, my gods of comedy. They're my inspiration. They're who I want to be a combination of. Very high level, though.
I know. So you did stand up in Canada too?
Yes, in Canada as well, at Yuk Yuk's.
Oh, you know, yeah. Really? How many years?
3 or 4, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said before, I was also a martial artist, so MMA fighter.
Yeah, I saw your pictures and your videos of a stunt.
Oh, wow, you really researched
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm stalking. I'm stalking you.
It's okay.
Wow, you're so cool.
No, I just, life, you only have one life, so you gotta, I don't want to be pinned down to one thing. Mm. I want to do everything there is in the life that has.
Yeah.
But you also have to find what you really love in life and go all into that.
Yeah.
So now I'm not young anymore. Japan has this thing where you got to be like 20. 20 to be a comedian, and then you get into an agency, and then you do this, and you do this, and then you go up. I don't believe so.
No.
And I almost joined one of the most famous agencies in Japan, but I said, you know what? If you're funny, you don't need to take a school. You write your stuff, you go out, you see how people react, and then you fix
definitely,
it, and you get better.
Right.
If anyone says I'm a crappy comedian, then you're just beating yourself down, because there's no such thing as a crappy anything. If you work hard, you can be the best at anything there is.
Wow.
It's proven time and time again by people.
I agree.
So a lot of people, they tell me in Japan, you can't be a Japanese comedian, you're not Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be more than a one-shot comedian with a one joke. And I say, you know what, let me show you.
Wow.
And I've worked with all the best right now. I've worked with 99, I've worked with Naomi Watanabe, who are two of the biggest here. I've done lots. But now I'm like, I'm going to make my thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Very... so much information from the introduction. Yeah, it's okay.
And
wow,
I'm talking
interesting.
Fast too.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your stories. And I didn't know you did stand up for such a long time
so
in Canada.
We talked a little bit before, right?
Yeah,
so you
yeah,
went
yeah.
to Good Heavens to do your
yes,
Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Good Heavens is in Shimokitazawa in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A very good bar.
Yeah.
All the famous comedians are going there now. It's getting kind of big, but stand up, American stand up now in Tokyo is still very small, I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of the comedians here are. They're okay.
what did you mean? What does the blank?
The blank. Well, when I first did stand up here, I did it at a place called Stand Up Tokyo, which is kind of a cool place.
I saw it on your Instagram too.
Thank you, Miss Staka.
Yes, it's this year or last?
No, that was a couple years ago.
Oh, a couple years
but when
ago.
When I did it too, I did a bit on like a crazy ex-girlfriend I had.
Hmm.
And she,
Japanese girl?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And she went just crazy on me one time, and I kind of said, okay, see you. And she followed me with her car, and then she got out of her car, and I literally ran away from her, and then I hid behind a fence, and she walked by looking like the Terminator, scanning left and right.
Wow.
And I wrote this really funny bit on it.
Yeah.
And the whole place was laughing. It was all a cappella. I don't really believe in writing a script and then doing it. I feel more natural.
Uh-huh.
Have a story, then tell a story.
Yeah.
That's it.
Storytelling or something.
Because you can't screw up if you're a funny person. It's
weird,
I think.
Yeah.
So anyways, my first time ever doing stand-up in Japan, it was a long time for me. It went great.
Uh-huh.
And everyone laughed.
Yeah.
But one of the main guys of the show came up after and he goes, you know, it'd be better if you didn't do it about your girlfriend. Because people think... oh, it's sad to hear about her. I'm like, man, if people laugh, then it's great.
Yeah.
And people laughed, so don't tell me to change my style.
Yeah.
What I like, too, is comedians that go in and they fail.
Yeah.
They're the best. Because if you can go in and not one person thinks you're funny, you got a skill.
Yes, right.
You might not be a really good comedian, but like, for example, Andy Kaufman, have you heard about him? Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
People didn't believe in his comedy.
Mm-hmm.
People thought he was nuts.
Mm.
He's like, hey, you know what would be funny? Let's make the TV go all fuzzy, like there's a problem with the TV and people will hit the TV.
Yes.
And then people were like, that's not funny. He's like, yeah, but after we'd be like, that's funny.
Mm.
Everyone thought he was nuts. And then what happened? Candy Camera, Dokiri Camera is the Japanese version.
Yes.
Those shows came out and were huge. Mm. So we say in English, he was ahead of his time. And Americans love Canadian comics.
Yeah, so...
I love Americans too. Dave Chappelle and Jerry Seinfeld, all those are great too.
What do you think is the most difference between American comedy and a Canadian comedy? But actually,
that's a hard question.
I was in a competition in Seattle, and every great comedian who won like first prize, second prize, third prize were all from Canada.
There you go.
Yeah, it's interesting. There are a lot of good comedians from LA or San Francisco, you know, West Coast.
Yeah.
They were really all good, but the winners are all Canadians. And oh my God, Canada is. Why is Canada so great?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to like knock the U.S. The U.S. has great comedians too. Chris mm-hmm. Farley, Adam Sandler. I mean, I'm just a Saturday Night Live comedian here, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think Canada's a really relaxed country. We just sit on our beaches and drink our beers a lot.
And in the winter, we just ski
or snowboard.
Oh yes, no.
I like
it's
snowboarding.
21st century, yes.
No, I think we're just. I mean, even in Tokyo, I'm surprised how many, like, foreigners just love Canadians. Some of them, you know, like, they don't like other countries because of politics, but Canadians, we have no, like, war, we have no discrimination. My best friends growing up were Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I had, like, less white friends than I did Asian.
Uh-huh.
We're just chill. That's it. Just chill.
Chill.
We like that fun.
Okay, yeah, it should be next heaven for Mexican people.
For what?
A lot of Mexican people move to Canada right now, right?
Everyone moves to Canada.
Oh, yeah, even America.
Open door, yeah.
Yes, definitely, I was wrong. Anyway, so after doing stand-up in Canada, you came to Japan and started Japanese-style comedy.
Yeah,
said,
well, I was doing my martial arts, and then I became a stuntman, and then I became an actor, and then I just decided,
wow, a lot
oh,
of talent,
I can actually do
so
this.
So many talented. So, how did you get involved in a warai? What was the trigger for you
to trigger, I always wanted to. So, I like Japanese old comedy shows like, Gotsue Kanji. One that a lot of foreigners don't know. I think I'm the only foreigner that knows it was Yoji Desu Yo, which was Matsumoto Hitoshi's original TV show in Osaka, only aired
there. How did you watch it? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's actually before I was born, but I learned about it from other people and word of mouth, and then I researched this, right? So there's a lot of foreigners that are comedians in Japan, but they just want to be an Orai Genin, a Japanese comedian.
Yeah.
I don't just want to be an Owarai Kanin. I want to create Owarai. I want them to be like, oh, you know what, Joshua was on that really cool TV show and he did a great bit with that Japanese guy. I want to, like, and this is another story. So when I met my Japanese partner, I didn't really realize what I was getting into. But we started just doing live shows. And the next thing you know, I'm meeting all these, like,
live
young.
Live show means neta? Material?
Yeah, actually going and performing. And then I'm meeting all these young Japanese kids that are like, I don't know, 16 to 18, and they move from Hokkaido to Tokyo to try to, you know, live their dream. From Kyushu, all these Japanese people from all these places gathering in Tokyo, and they all have the same dream. And sometimes there is some discrimination in Japan towards foreigners, and sometimes there is some hard parts, but when you get in a group or a circle and everyone has the same dream and are working hard, it's just such a wonderful feeling. And they pick me up and I pick them up.
Yeah.
And we're all trying for the same dream.
Did you feel any discrimination by
the Orai community? No.
Oh.
So all of them were like, oh, that's cool. I mean, except sometimes I get, you look like Utsugiri Jason. I hate that. I'm JJ. I'm gonna go. Well,
a lot of
foreigners didn't like him because what he did was he just said what was real. But then you gotta respect that because he did it.
Yeah,
and I think he's a great guy. I wish Utsugiri Jason the best.
I think
he's
so.
A great leader for foreign community for Orai.
Yeah, definitely.
But he got into that trap of the Utsugiri.
I see. Yeah.
I think of it as like a battlefield.
Yeah, I think you're right. And my case also, until years ago, I have a lot of things which I like or hate. Like, some people have those time, you know, and I don't like pop culture, J-pops, and it's not cool. But recently, I changed my mind, and, you know, AKB or any Japanese idols, yes, they are not the same as my way, or they are not my taste, but they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta give respect where respect is due.
Yes. They are very great.
And, I've seen a couple idol shows, and I also did a mixed concert. We did Pam Pam Fest, it was called.
What's that?
A whole bunch of comedians and idols. We gathered together and did a big concert in,
Like Fuji Rock? No?
Yeah, kind of. Mm. But just comedy mainly.
Oh, yeah.
With some. But, anyways, idols. There's some things about the culture that I don't like because there's some shady stuff, but they want to do their dream and they're doing the same thing and they're going for it. All the respect.
Yes. Yeah. And it's easier said than done, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
and maybe even they have it tougher because they're females.
Yes.
And there's stuff I'm not going to talk about, but yeah.
Not only about idols, but comedians. There are a lot of haters, among comedians.
Well, Joe Rogan, the comedian, had a good quote. I think it was Joe Rogan. He said, people get into a job that they hate or a lifestyle that they hate, and then they're going to hate the people that have the lifestyle they want.
Mm.
So, like, when I was really trying to be an actor, too, or a comedian, I was like, oh, you know, screw Brad Pitt. What does Brad Pitt have that I don't have?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? He got his chance, and it's all about that chance.
Yes,
but he got his chance, and then he tried hard, and he tried hard.
Right.
Jim Carrey was actually working with his family as a janitor before he got famous.
Yeah.
He was poor. He had not a cent in his bone. And Jim Carrey did one of my life quotes now I live by.
Yes.
And he said, my dad could have been a great comedian, but he decided to settle down and get a low-paying job to support the family. And he never got to see where he could be as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was he lost that job and then became, you know, poor again. So he said, the one thing I learned from my dad is that you can lose doing what you don't want to do, so you might as well go for what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I live my life by that. That's my life quote right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm poor. I'm just like a Japanese comedian right now. I don't do a part-time job right now. I quit my part-time
job. That's great.
I went full out, but I'm not super famous now, so I don't have the big money coming in from TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing commercials that paid a lot, but I don't get that because now I'm a face now and they don't want to pay a face more money.
Yeah.
So I make my living by live shows, just like Japanese comedians.
Yeah.
And it's a tough life.
Yes.
Just like if you wanted to be an actor in Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
But
when
you have something and you know you have it, you got to go
because
that's how you'll get there.
Impressive. And you just talk about part-time job, but the most interesting thing for me when I started stand-up comedy was that in stand-up comedy, it is very normal for comedians to have day jobs. And it's very normal
and
to
actors,
talk about their jobs, day jobs, right? But here in Japan, of course, a lot of comedians, Japanese owarai genin, comedians have part-time jobs. So when you talk about, when Japanese comedians talk about their part-time jobs, it's always self-deprecating jokes.
Yeah, that's kind of harsh
mostly, too. Yeah, I'm not successful yet, so I'm doing a part-time job at the convenience store, blah, 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 blah. But in the Western comedy, you know, a lot of stand-up comedians, not every, but a lot of stand-up comedians are grown-up people and who already had jobs, daytime jobs.
Yeah,
you know, and they always talk about the real life as an adult and paying tax or, you know, at least independent. And of course, just like you and, you know, Tiffany Haddish or Fluffy, they quit their daytime job to become successful.
Yeah, I don't recommend it to anyone out there.
I know. Yeah.
I just feel too, sometimes if you want to get to the top, you got to go to the bottom first.
Yes,
so,
right.
Yeah, and I have lots of problems. So if I don't make enough money, my visa's in trouble, for example. Mm. So right now I'm just putting myself in a hard spot, so it kind of kicks myself in the ass to go up a bit more.
Yeah.
It's not smart, but it'll help. I can't remember. Well, there's a sad thing about Japanese comedy. It's kind of like when people go to America, U.S., and they want to be a rock star or an actor, and they try all hard, and they become poor, and they're living in the streets and stuff like that. Japan has the same problem. A lot of these young guys, they're trying to get into Yoshimoto and that.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is, to get in there, they have to pay a fee.
Yeah.
So in America, that you kind of you pay your agency, but your agency will get you work. Here, you pay, but you're not guaranteed it.
Yes.
So a lot of these kids that want to be comedians in Japan, they actually end up going poor.
Yes.
Or their family starts hating them because you're not getting a job or doing a future.
Yeah, the showbiz system.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And that's another one of my goals is if I actually do make it, I am able to change some things. I want to open up my own agency, but it's not going to cost anything and blah, 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 blah. Because if you're funny, you're funny.
Yeah.
If you need to be taught how to be funny, then you're something else.
Yeah.
Pick up a guitar. Yeah. Do something.
You said pick up the guitar?
Yeah, pick up a guitar. I believe, too, that everyone has a gift. They just haven't found it yet.
There are more Japanese comedians who have day jobs or another jobs, offshore jobs, not part-time jobs. So I felt like it's more open having several jobs at the same time, including comedian. Mm. And they sometimes use their day job or their license, like lawyers or doctors, those as a character as a comedian.
Well, that's the other thing. If you do
Ken
a character,
Jeong or something like that.
If you do a character in Japan, you get trapped into, again, we mentioned this a little while ago, but an ippatsugeni. So that's a one-trick pony, we would say in English.
One-trick pony?
Yeah.
What's that? Sorry.
Write that down. That's a good one.
Pony?
One trick pony. It means you only have one gift.
You
can only do one thing,
Ippatsuya, one trick pony.
So if you get something and you do it really good in Japan, people want to see it.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on TV and you're going to do that, and you're going to do that, and you're going to do that. And then once everyone's used to that, you're going to be kind of thrown away. But if you do that in Canada and America, everyone's going to love it, but then you're going to have other tools in your arsenal. You're going to have more than just
that.
Yes,
right, right.
So we were talking about, before the show, Kojima Yosho, who I really like. He's a smart, funny guy.
He's a Japanese comedian who has a lot of ippatsuge is
one-trick pony stuff. But he's smart, too.
Yeah,
like, he can do
smart.
So much more, but he just
really
isn't given thrown the chance.
Mm. But he has corporate events.
Hmm?
His senpai, his senior,
so some music.
my university.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yes, yes. So,
how about you? Who's your favorite comedian?
Japanese comedian?
Both Japanese and foreign.
My idol has been Noritake Kinashi since I was a kid.
Okay, cool.
You said downtown Hitoshi Matsumoto, and he is a movie director, and he's now world famous in the part of movie. Yeah, and I'm also same generation, but when I was very, very little kid, I saw their group, Tunnels, TV shows every Thursday. And he was very popular among kids. You know, he did a kind of sketches suit hero, action heroes, Kamen Norida. And I think I got a lot of inspiration from them because they like hip hop. They do dance and they do rap and they do acting and
you're very into black culture, I feel.
Yes, I think that was one of the reasons. And downtown, Tunnels is before downtown, I think.
And
downtown brought material based comedy into the TV show. You know, Tunnels is more like entertainers.
Okay.
Entertainers. They do a wide range of things. Their style is not typical manzai.
Downtown changed manzai for all of Japan.
Yes.
They were the ones that people were like, oh, they're too hard. There's Tsukomi, which I think we'll get into later.
Yeah, they didn't have any masters neither.
Hard thing. He would slap him hard, and they're like, oh, that's mean and violent. What kind of comedy is it?
Yeah, I have a question. Foreigners think Tsukomi is violent?
Yes. Many foreigners don't understand Japanese comedy because of the idea of Tsukomi and Boke, which is the
straight guy and the stupid
It's always
guy.
Translated as a straight man, and that I hate that term though. I want to change that now.
Oh.
But I don't know what to yet.
So when I always
we should explain for them though.
Yeah. So every time I explain what is tsukomi, tsukomi is, tsukomi is a sign for foreigners to laugh.
Yeah, I don't like that either because it's not necessarily right. Tsukomi is basically the the Don't Be Stupid, Stupid kind of hit. And that's off of Philip DeFranco. I'm sorry for taking his bit there. So basically it's the guy makes a joke or the guy is stupid and you point him out.
Yeah.
So that slap is the point to the face, like, don't do that. Mm. Or don't be stupid. What are you doing? So it's like a finger poke to the face and telling the guy off is how I would say that. Mm. And bokeh is just being stupid or making a joke. Mm. That's a better explanation, I feel. Mm. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, so the foreigners, when they see it, they're like, oh, well, they're just hitting each other.
Yeah.
But that's because they don't understand the context of the Japanese in it, I feel.
Yeah.
And it's slapstick comedy, Mansai, for the most part.
Is slapstick comedy less respected than stand-up comedy?
No, oh, of course not. Peter Sellers is amazing, one of the greatest comedians of all time. He's maybe a Matsumoto Hitoshi, too. Uh-huh. They're both so genius.
Okay.
I would have loved to see Peter Sellers and Matsumoto Hitoshi. Dream. The world would shake. It would be a new era. I wish Matsumoto Hitoshi actually did go to the U.S. and he did do some stuff, I heard. Yeah, the ninja thing.
Mm.
And I wish he did more because he is getting so big now overseas that it's like, oh, if he just did it when he was younger, he would just be phenomenal. And even though people don't understand the skomi, and I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, I'm just passionate
about
it.
It's okay,
The bokeh and skomi, people do understand the konto side.
Yeah.
So gotsue kanji is more popular than any manzai right now in the world.
Yeah.
And before that, Beat the Keshijo was a TV show.
Yeah,
The famous
very old school one,
That is still being played in other countries.
Yeah.
That was 1980s in Japan, but 2000s it was being played in Canada and America.
I saw Ellen DeGeneres took it.
Oh, really?
Used it for her Ellen show, I think.
Oh, see,
I don't know where it was. Anyway, so time is running out. So I'm so sorry.
And, so good.
Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing a lot of stories that I really want to talk about more. Let me ask this question.
Shoot.
To be honest, which are you favored by girls, Japan or Canada?
You're gonna throw that one in there? I don't know. Everyone asks that. Do you like Japanese girls? Do you like foreign girls? I say, no. I don't like any girls right now.
Okay, well, joking. Very stoic.
You gotta think of yourself first before.
Wow.
I love everyone and everything.
Wow. Well, today's episode is like self-educating.
Yeah?
Self-motivation series or something.
I'm an inspirational guy. Until I'm on stage, then I'm self-deprecating.
Okay, so you go on to the TEDx next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so please announce your activity, your future activity, or your SNS or something.
Oh, okay, so Instagram, Twitter, and now 17 app, which is going famous in Japan. I am JJ. J-J, and then O-R-I. O-W-A-R-I.
Oh, wow.
And there I'll be sending all my stuff that's coming up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting on the 25th of this month in Harajuku, right beside the very popular McDonald's area, we have a new theater.
Mm-hmm.
You go beside the McDonald's and there's like a Claire store selling Japanese women's jewelry. You go in there, there's an elevator, take that to the sixth floor, and you'll be welcome to our new Gekijo, our new stage and theater called Bitto Shiata.
Mm-hmm. Bitto Shiata. Bitto Theater.
And I'll be MC and doing mansai and konto, Japanese konto, every Thursday.
Wow, every Thursday.
So regular gig, mothers. I don't know if I can swear on this thing.
Okay, mother-father.
Mother-fathers, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And then I think I'm going to be returning to English comedy too, just because I just said, you know what?
Wow.
I'm going to conquer the whole world. I'm going to grab everything.
Okay.
So, check out Good Heavens. I might be doing English stand-up there again.
Oh, really?
The back of the JJ.
Oh, yeah.
I love you all here in the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, again, this Sweet Wasabi is live recorded at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi. So, thank you very much for sharing your funny interesting stories,
Thank
JJ.
You, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thank you. Arigato. Yes, as we just talked about, Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo is one of the most classic restaurants in Tokyo and in the world, you know? So Hard Rock Cafe have special seasonal menus now, like infused love and Halloween special dessert. Yeah, pumpkin tart, which I ate the last time. It was really, really delicious. Pumpkin! pumpkin. Pumpkin was in the pumpkin tart.
And she's jumping up and down, ladies and gentlemen. She loves her pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin. And also, they have Halloween live, Halloween music live coming on October 17th. So once you're around Roppongi, don't forget to stop by Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo. And before ending, let me give a quick announcement about this podcast show. So we live record Sweet Wasabi every Tuesday from 2 p.m. Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi. And it would be partly edited and published on Wednesday. Next day, tomorrow. So now you can hear this on various podcast apps such as Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, and Stitcher. And also, we just started Sweet Wasabi's official Facebook page. So please go at mark Sweet Wasabi Podcast. We always welcome your requests, feedback, and questions, and also recommendation of international guests. And don't forget to follow my SNS, Kilara Comedy, K-I-L-A-R-A Comedy. And I have YouTube channels, also Kilara Comedy, so please go Kilara Comedy. All right, so guys, thank you very, very much for participating and joining us today. And it was really awesome. Thank you, JJ, and thank you, Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo. So
all right, thank you, everyone. I love you, Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah,
you're great.
I love you. Tokyo event information of this week! You know, autumn is the best season for leisure in Japan. So let me introduce a few most exciting events in Tokyo of this weekend. Number 1. October 13th, Saturday, Tsukiji Autumn Festival. Though the inner market was moved to Toyosu, the outer market is open in Tsukiji. There will be workshops from Tsukiji craftsmen offered on a first-come, first-served basis between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the studio. Classes on offer include how to sharpen knives, how to cut bonito, and how to cut fish. For all the delicious fish you can eat, there will be a barbecue event too. So, you can stock up on the freshest fish in Tokyo! Number 2. October 13th, Saturday, Tamagawa Fireworks Festival. The 14th edition of Setagaya's biggest fireworks festival takes place above the Tama River near Futako Tamagawa Station on the Tokyo Denyen Toshi Line and the Tokyo Oimachi Line. This year marks a big change for the festival, with the date shifting from mid-August to the middle of October. Yeah, this had been one of the most famous fireworks in summer. I remember going there when I was in high school. Yeah. Generally also, it's said autumn night sky is the best for star watching, so you should enjoy gorgeous moment being surrounded by fireworks and the stars. Alright guys, there are more exciting events in Tokyo. You guys have a great weekend!